Thank you, Brother Irwin. We've had a pretty full day, haven't we? So what I really want you to do at this moment is I want you to take a deep breath and let it all out and kind of relax. The hard work is over. Okay, now we're going to praise, and we're going to have some prayer as far as praising the Lord. I've got the program written down on the back of this here. I'll try to minimize the talking because I don't think that this is particularly a talking service. So I would like the sisters to come up, please, that are going to sing for us. Be thou our guide, O vanquisher of sorrow. With thee, O Lord, forever may we abide. And may we rise, awakened at thy summons, in that best day which has no eventide. And may we rise, awakened by thy summons, in that blessed day that has no eventide. We're going to have a short period now of prayer. And I've had an interesting experience where we have prayed, a group of us have prayed several prayers in a row. And you think the first person has prayed for everything, but then the second person prays. And then the third person prays. It's quite an interesting process. I would like Brother Roguski to come up here and offer a prayer. You can't tell Brother Roguski ahead of time you're going to do something like that because he will figure out a way of of leaving. And then if I might, I would like Brother Alex, if you will come up, and would Brother Hosu also come, please? First we'll have Brother Roguski's prayer.
Our most kind and loving Heavenly Father, we come to Thee with humble and thankful hearts to Thee for the blessing that we've enjoyed this day, for the privilege of fellowship and of learning of Thy plan. We thank Thee for all the blessings we have, and now we pray that Thy blessing may be upon the choral group, that their words may be blessed and unctuous, and we may benefit by them. And we pray a blessing upon all Thy people the world over, especially those who call upon Thee. Grant them the necessary grace. For this we ask and thank in Jesus' name. Amen.
I would like to ask these two dear brothers to do something that's quite difficult, but I feel strongly about it. I'm going to ask Brother Hosu to pray in his comfortable native tongue. And for each phrase, I'm going to ask Brother Alex to translate for the rest of us. I think it's a scriptural concept that we translate all prayers into our language.
Bunule și neprihănitule Părinte.
Good and almighty Heavenly Father.
Înaintea sfințeniei tale ne aplecăm ființa noastră și te binecuvântăm, Tată dragă.
Before Thy Holiness, we bow down and praise Thee.
Îți mulțumim pentru această zi minunată când ne-ai binecuvântat cu atâtea sfaturi din cuvântul Tău.
We thank Thee for this day when You blessed us with so many wonderful things from Thy Word of Truth.
Dorim ca tot ce învățăm să punem în mintea și în inima noastră ca să trăim potrivit cu voia Ta.
We hope to put everything in our hearts to live according to Thy will.
Dorim să schimbăm în mintea noastră și în viața noastră tot ce nu e în armonie cu voința Ta.
We wish to change in our minds and in our hearts everything that needs to be changed to be according to Thy will.
Pentru aceasta te rugăm să ne binecuvintezi cu mai multă putere din Spiritul Tău.
Towards this we pray that You will give us greater Holy Spirit.
Dorim ca să lași îndurarea Ta peste noi în continuare. Și în această seară.
We pray for Thy mercy to stay with us in this evening also.
Te rugăm să binecuvintezi toți copiii Tăi de pe tot pământul.
We ask a blessing upon all Thy children throughout the world.
În numele Domnului Iisus te rugăm să ne asculți. Amen.
In the name of Jesus we pray this. Amen.
Brother John, please. Brother John Harris. Brother John is leaving the country in a day or two, and I'd like him to lead us in prayer.
Almighty Heavenly Father, We truly thank thee for thy majesty, and the ruling of the universe, this little planet that you started all of your terrestrial creation on, for the life thereof to expand one day. We thank you for the protection, the guidance, the brothers who offer us prayer, the sisters who nurture us with their thoughts of kindness and compassion. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for every sustenance and every necessity that you give us. For always we look to thee, and to always we will succeed. And in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.
One more, please, Brother Robin.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to thee with thanks for the privilege of being thy sons and daughters, and we are so thankful for that relationship, and we are thankful that we have it through thy Son, Jesus. And so we're thankful that we can come to thee as our Father and let you know our deepest requests and thoughts and our times of personal needs. So we pray that you always will be there for us, and that you will overrule all things in our lives. And we are thankful for that blessed promise that you do direct all the affairs, that all things will work out for our highest good. So we are thankful for that knowledge and that information, that promise that helps us to go day by day in our experiences and not be as fretful and as concerned about how things will outwork in the end. So we thank you for this, and we thank you in Jesus' dear name. Amen.
Thank you.
going to sing the first verse of 319, then you're going to join us on the rest of the verses. And we're going to follow that for the next four or five songs. We will sing the first verse, and we want you to join us on the other verses.
To bear. One on one. We will sing the first verse. Please join us on 2 and 3.
Life will be
Well, we certainly want to thank Brother Tim and all the singers. This is certainly a beautiful way to bring this day to a close, a day that was so full of spiritual blessings. And I hope that all of you will have a good night's rest, be refreshed for tomorrow, because I'm sure that the blessings will continue to flow. Now, I'm going to ask all of you to stand. You've been sitting for so long. And we'll ask Brother Tim to close with prayer and then ask you to remain standing while Brother Alex Prokhorov reads the songs in the night.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all the blessings that you have given to us. We love you, Father. We acknowledge your greatness and your goodness on our behalf, especially for the gift of your Son. We pray for your Spirit to guide us and direct us, that we might more vigorously fulfill our vows of consecration. We thank you for the blessings of this day, and if it be your will, we would be happy to gather again on the morrow. Please be with us until we meet again. We thank you for all these things in the Master's name. Amen.
Songs in the Night, February 23rd. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, humbleness of mind. Colossians 3:12. Everything in the Scriptures points us to the fact that humility is a quality most essential to all of the Lord's people who would be used of the Lord in any important or special work for Him. If the followers of the Lord could continually keep this in mind and would persistently shape their course accordingly, how much they would be used, we may be sure. Any service for the Lord is an honor, but the more we are permitted to serve, the more will be our blessing in the present life, and the greater also will be our reward in the life to come. Let us therefore, as the Apostle says, humble ourselves under God's mighty hand, that He may exalt us in due time. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, humbleness of mind.
No, another one, but yeah. Oh, Norm came and gave me this one to get.
Okay.
I don't know. This was yours or?